from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for April 20th, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Did you know I have 4 individual blogs and podcasts? You can find them all at welchwrite.com, welchwrite.com. Today's show, the difference between your job, your work, and your career. As we talk about our job, our work, and our career, we often use the terms interchangeably. In reality, though, these 3 terms are unique descriptions of 3 parts of our life, each with their own concerns, demands, and direction. As a way of clarifying my own thinking and providing some insight for you, let's explore the differences between job, work, and career, and how understanding those differences can greatly affect all of them. At its most basic level, your job is what you're doing right now. We get up each morning and go to our workplace where we perform a series of tasks outlined by our management and our company. For this work, we're rewarded with a paycheck and benefits. If you want to succeed in a job, you do your best to meet the goals provided by management in the most expedient way possible. In some of the best jobs, you might have significant input into the process, improving your work and the business of the company over time. More importantly, a job is all about the company and the day-to-day tasks you perform. As you can see, while a job is part of a career, it certainly isn't the career itself. In fact, as you build your career, you'll find that older jobs have little continuing effect on your career. Many of us work in relatively low-level positions earlier in our career, and while they might generate significant experience, it's a rare first or second job that's mentioned in your resume 20 years later. On the other hand, your work is less about the present and more of a short-term continuum. It's what you might be doing over several years and perhaps even several different jobs. Furthermore, thoughts about your work should be divided equally between your own needs and those of your current employer. You need to decide which work is best for you while still balancing those needs with those of your employer. Over time, you'll establish the work to which you are best suited and also which type of work you most enjoy. This knowledge guides your job choices over time, constantly refining your work into something that begins to turn into a career. Finally, your career. The sum total of all your individual jobs and your decisions about your work is all about you. Your career is a work you've decided to do for extended periods of your life. You might not have one career forever, but careers usually span years, if not decades. In my own case, my career of computer consulting has lasted over 20 years, while my writing career spans over 15 years. Most importantly, your career is totally under your control. When you're making decisions about your career, you need to divorce yourself from one particular job or employer. You must place their needs behind your own when developing your career. These jobs might help you achieve your career, but your career is more than the sum total of these parts. Too often, we allow ourselves to be pushed from job to job, allowing others to develop a career for us. Allowing this de facto career creation is dangerous, though. Often it leads us into a career that we don't enjoy, unchallenging work, and a succession of meaningless jobs. A career is yours to control if you take ownership of it. Let's take a typical IT staffer as an example of these concepts. The job for a network manager in a typical company is focused on today, or perhaps this week. Fix that router, build that server, install that network link. Her work, though, reaching further out into the timeline, might be to become a network designer or freelance consultant, fulfilling the day-to-day needs of her employer, but also exploring other areas of interest to her, balancing her current job with her other life desires. Finally, her career might include forays into other areas of technology, gradually adjusting the type of jobs and type of work she seeks until she's focused her career on the type of work she desires most. Eventually, she might find another career that interests her even more, and the entire process begins to repeat itself. There's a wide difference between your job, your work, and your career, and each area requires different attention and thought. Don't confuse your current job with your career, or you might find yourself following someone else's agenda and ending up with a career you don't really want. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welltright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.